These are uncertain times for many religions in Russia. President Yeltsin signed a controversial new law on Friday that will severely restrict the activities of all but the most established religions. The law will limit missionary work and proselytizing by any church that cannot prove it's been operating in Russia for at least 15 years. It also will restrict the actions of foreign religious personnel. Among the faiths that have a lot to lose is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, better known as the Mormons. From Moscow, NPR's Andy Bowers sent this report.
Добрый день. Мы представители из нашей церкви. Можно с вами поговорить на минутку?
Elder Simmons and Elder Hurin wear the well-known uniform of the Mormon missionary. White shirts, ties, short hair, and name tags. Despite the church title elder, they're only 20 and 19, respectively. On this day, they're going door-to-door in a Moscow apartment building, showing anyone who'll give them a few minutes a translated version of the Book of Mormon. Everyone is polite, and several take time to listen. This woman says she was just visited by two other young foreigners, probably missionaries from another church. Elder Simmons says he hears that a lot.
It's hard to distinguish ourselves amongst all these different religions, these different missionaries, and they're really just everywhere in Moscow right now, trying to get their propaganda out.
Indeed, since the fall of communism, a virtual flood of energetic and well-funded religions like the Mormon Church has descended on Russia. This has angered nationalists and others opposed to foreign influence, like former presidential candidate Alexander Lebed, who last year called for the Mormons in particular to be outlawed. Elder Simmons says he heard Lebed's comments while at college in Utah.
And I had already received my mission call to Moscow, and I was really scared. I thought, oh no, this is where I'm going on my mission.
Yet he says he has not encountered much hostility since arriving, although one man did recently gloat over what the new religion law will mean for the Mormons.
And he said, well, in essence, I'm sorry to say, but you're not going to be here for very much longer. It was a great opportunity to say, fella, the things that happen in Russia with regards to this church are going to be according to our Heavenly Father's will, not Boris Yeltsin's will, and not the Russian Duma's will.
He neglects to mention the will of the Russian Orthodox Church, the driving force behind Russia's new religion law. Converts to religions like Mormonism do come mainly from the tradition-bound Orthodox Church, which complains that it's still struggling to recover from decades of Soviet persecution. Many observers, however, believe Orthodox leaders simply don't like such aggressive competitors. The Mormons say they have about 10,000 members in Russia and other former Soviet republics. The converts meet in small, makeshift churches like this community center in Moscow. In some ways, Mormonism is a tough sell here. The church's strict health code outlaws the consumption of alcohol, tobacco, and caffeine, three of Russia's favorite pastimes. Russian Mormon Sergei Vasilyev himself served as a missionary in Ukraine.
And it was very hard sometimes to explain why it was important for them. But I see the difference between my life before the church, when I drank, when I smoked, when I didn't care about my health.
Yet the Mormon health code adds to the widespread perception in Russia that the church is, in the words of one Moscow observer, so American. Actually, says the church, most of its members now come from outside the U.S. But the fact remains that the Mormons only arrived in Russia in 1991, and that puts them far short of the new religion law's 15-year requirement for full legal status. If interpreted strictly as written, the law could halt the church's most basic functions here.
А. А третья буква?
А.
А. Ты сам ее первый нашел. А.
С.
The Mormons could be stopped from setting up educational institutions like this Sunday school. They could have trouble renting or buying halls to meet in, and in fact they've already been kicked out of some halls. They could be prevented from handing out leaflets or getting visas for foreign missionaries. Yet Donald Jarvis, president of the church's Moscow mission, says they are not panicking.
We could be wrong in that, but the government officials keep assuring us that they're not after us, regular, well-established, worldwide churches they're out after. Destructive cults like Aum Shinrikyo and various businesses masquerading as religions so as to get tax breaks.
Under Jarvis's optimistic scenario, he hopes to convince the Russian government that, like other religions, Mormons had a presence here before the Bolshevik Revolution, and that that should count toward the 15-year rule. Other critics of the religion law, however, would be surprised if government regulators interpret it so liberally. If the government does crack down on mainstream religions, some have said they'll be forced to operate underground, as they did during Soviet times. But not the Mormons. Jarvis says they generally try to observe the laws of their host countries. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Moscow.